Okay, so we're up to Daf Chav Beis Lamed Aleph. We're up to the two dots. We learn in the Mishnah that Chav Beis Lamed Aleph. Learn the Mishnah that there are eight lav in a person. Can be chayv eight lav in a person. Can do an avera. That was the Mishnah. You can plow in a telem. And by plowing in a telem, you can be chayv for eight lav. Eight lav. So the more. Why only eight? Why can I go add to the list the whole long list of more lav? Okay, there can be many more lav. Chav Beis Lamed Aleph. The Gemara over here says, "L'chayiv nami." Amar Rav Acha braid Rav Ravashi. We look at nami shem lo savi. Wait, I'm sorry, do I jump down? Here it is. A mask of Hoshia. You have it, a mask of Hoshia.
Yeah.
So another verse, "L'chayiv nami hazreim menachal eisen." Why can we have most of the person who's plowing? He's plowing with the shavach hamar kodesh. Shor v'chamor, that's Kodesh, v'chor, and the chamor is pederechem, and he's plowing on Shabbos, and what else do we say? He's plowing on all different reasons why. Shor v'chamor, and v'heim u'gdoshim, klein b'kedem, and it's shvius, he's a koin nazir b'veis hatuma, all these examples. So why not add into the list, also in the case of Hazrib and Nachal Geisen, that he's plowing in Nachal Esen. Nachal Esen is a place where, this is the paraduma, this is the egla rufa. And you're not allowed Nachal Esen. You're not allowed to plant lo ye'ovid ba. You're not allowed to work this land. So maybe the place that the plowing is taking place in Nachal Esen, where there's a prohibition.
What's that do with the Egla Rufa?
Nothing. No, that's where the Egla Rufa. The Egla Rufa is done in Nachal Esen. That is where the Egla Rufa. The Torah there says that when you do the Egla Rufa, you're not allowed so that
why
area.
Why is that another?
There's
two. So there's two things over here. One is to do with the Egla Rufa.
No, there's no Egla Rufa. The place where you do the Egla Rufa, there's a prohibition that in the future you're not allowed to work the land.
I understand, but what's about the Egla Rufa itself? Is there a law to use an Egla Rufa?
No, we're using your Shor v'Chamor. We don't want to use an Egla Rufa. We want to use a Shor v'Chamor because we want to climb.
Right, I got it.
The case of the Mishnah is where you plow with a Shor v'Chamor. Let us add to the mix that this place was taking place. The plowing was done in the Nachal Esan. A Nachal Esan, the Azohar Astar says, Dafer Chav Beis. You're late.
I have my grandfather's yard. I don't know if I'd get the Amid here. So I had to go somewhere else. We call Chav
Beis. So we should learn Lezecha Nishmas, your
Simcha ben Rav Pinchas.
Simcha ben Rav Pinchas. May his Neshama ben Aliyah. And may he be Mashvi that we should have Simcha.
There you go.
And we should be
able to tomorrow morning.
And we should all be.
You have me.
And we should all be.
When do you want me to hit you now or later?
Okay, so we should. He should mashpia that his name should be Simcha, and we should all be kanoim like Pinchas.
There you go. I like that.
Okay. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Hakohen. Vaita.
Okay, so where are we holding?
You're a little bit late. I'm sorry. All of a sudden, you're the balabas over here. A little bit think of it. What's going on over here? You're just walking
usually
late.
Usually on time. So you should be down with Kaskos.
Usually on time.
Every day I'm on time.
Daf Chav Beis Omid Aleph.
Yeah.
Okay, the Gemara here says, Master of Hoshaya, we live over here in the Mishnah, that the person plows the Shor v'Chamor. If you plow with the Shor and the Chamor together, you chayv eight loisaseis. That was the Mishnah, the previous staff. Shorish Shor v'Chamor, I'll read you. You go in the top, Daf Chav Aleph Omid, and turn to the side, and Daf Chav Aleph Omid Aleph, on the other days, in the top line, Yesh Chorish, Telem Echad, v'chayv Olav Mishum Shemoin Alavin. Number one, Hachoyresh b'shor v'chamor, v'hein mukdoshim, that's klayim, it's mukdosh, the kilayim b'kedem, what are you plowing? You're plowing over klayim, the seeds that you're plowing over are klayim b'kedem, it's shvius, v'yomtif, v'koyim, v'nozim, v'shakvaris, yeah?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Where are you, in the wrong Masechta?
I'm not learning Masechta. I'm learning all the stuff that I can't find. Yeah.
And then they got to the end of Masechta Erechin. The guy would make a sibud on his team. We walked off him over here. The whole Masechta, he was using Masechta Erechin.
Oh my God.
Okay, the whole Masechta. The best joke is the guy was learning Yavamis. And the Magashi was darshing hacking the whole day. They said they called the Shemer Siyavam. Shemer Siyavam, the woman, she's waiting for the oven to be Miyavim, to give Chalitza, the Ganser.
Zika,
Shemer Siyavam, the woman's a Shemer Siyavam. He's darshing this mamish 100 daf. And the guy at the end says, Rabbi, I want to ask you one quick question to clarify. This woman, this thing that you keep on talking about, you say, so a Shemer Siyavam, is it a Shemer Chinam or Shemer Socha?
Okay.
So these are. So Baruch Hashem, at least you got the right Masechta.
Good,
Baruch Hashem. Okay, so the top of Chav, now you're on the wrong page. I'm sorry to tell you.
You said
Chav Aleph, Chav Aleph. You're pointing to Chav Aleph. We finished Chav. We're doing Chav Beis now.
I was reading.
I was explaining to them.
Okay,
the
now we're going person. Back.
Chav Beis and Aleph. I'm going to play this for your wife tonight.
If you forget your wife's anniversary, watch another
video. That's it. Very good.
Okay, what's a wife?
Oh, birthday, right?
What's a wife? What is that?
He's a connector.
Okay, play this for your wife tonight. Okay?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, Vaida. So here it says over here in the Mishnah of Chof Aleph on the base that a person can plow can be chayiv 8 lavin.
That's
eight.
Great. Mm-hmm.
So here, in fact, the Gemara, why only 8? Why stop 8? Let's keep on going.
Right.
Let's say that the field in which he's plowing is a field which you're not allowed to plow. Nachal Eisan, when you take the egel arufa and you break its neck, right, and you cause the blood to come out, you're not allowed to, the earth upon which you do the ceremony of egel arufa is quarantined. No one is allowed to work that land anymore. That land is not for sale. It's not allowed to be used. So therefore, let's say the person violates the halacha, he plows, or he gets malchus. So if maskevler of Hoshaya, daf chav beis omid aleph, it's about like 10 lines down. V'lechshav nami hazorea benachal eson. Where's the prohibition? V'az hara semiocha ashalo ye oved bo v'lo yizorea. This is a location where there's a prohibition to plant and to seed, to work and to seed. Maskevler of Chananya, v'lechshav nami b'hamor hamoichig es hashem behalichosei. Maybe while he was plowing, he was also at the very same time, it's Mechikas Hashem. That's a little bit bizarre. Now, where is the Mechikas Hashem? L'choira, the Mechikas Hashem is on the ground. Because if you just stand while you're walking and you're holding a piece of parchment and you go and you raise it, it's ridiculous. L'choira means that the Shem Hashem is on the ground, and as you pull the plow, you also cause the Shem. So that means you wrote Hashem's name on the ground, maybe.
A shard.
There's a shard in the ground. And as you plow, you're causing it to Parshim, that says in Parshim, Rashi is silent. Rashi over here does not say anything about what it means over here of Moichig Es Hashem. Does not say. So L'chora, you have to be very creative in what exactly is the prohibition. Maybe I would think the best place
to be. A chayfet,
an object. Yeah. I would say maybe it'll make it easier to say that you wrote on the ground. Like you take paint, like today you take the paint for parking for the asphalt. They put the different paints, the permanent paint. So while you go and you pull, you raise Hashem's name. So you should obliterate the name of Avodah Zarah, but loy sasun kain l'Hashem uchechem yalad obliterate Hashem's name. In fact, the question number three, maslo ravavo v'loshan ami hakoytis es baharatoi, that while you're plowing, you're pulling off your beharis. In other words, the pressure of pulling the plow, there's a beharis, there's a nega, and as you pull the plow, that's why you wear gloves. You shouldn't ruin your skin. He was not wearing gloves. So by pulling the plow, it causes the beharis. All these things are not just stam as though you're doing things. Stam. You're watching, you're looking at your cell phone while you're doing the plow. The mice of plowing is directly causing these things to happen. A person has a nega, and as he pulls the plow, he roughs up his skin, he causes the nega to fall off.
Question number
four.
So what are we asking all these questions?
Why only eight? If the Mishnah is in the business of telling us, hey, so we only give Mechayiv 8, I can give Mechayiv you already up to 10. 8, 9, 10, 11. I'm up to 11 already.
No, okay? But didn't we say before that it was Lav Dafka 8?
No, Tanav Shire, the Gemara rejected that. The Gemara says this is a number. If it says a number, then it cannot be Tanav Shire.
That was your question. That's what I asked, but I thought
the Gemara gave an answer. The Gemara said, you're right, it cannot be Tanav Shire, because since it says a number, or you saw it, whenever you have a number, you cannot say that you said Tanav Shire. Right. You can only say Tanav Shire when you don't have a number. And this is a little bit more bizarre. Who is the one over here? There's a coin. This is over here, the one that's doing the plowing is a coin. He's not allowed to be metamalames. And while the kohen is coming out, he did it b'shemen v'gadim. He's wearing a shemen v'gadim. He came out b'shemen v'gadim. Can you imagine? And while he's plowing, what's so funny? What?
It's a pretty funny scene.
How is he even allowed to leave? How is a kohen allowed to leave the Beis Hamikdash? He's being nene from the shemen v'gadim. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. Maybe he had to go to meet.
Sorry for going back. So how come Zareya was not counted in the Mishnah? We're not counting it over here either.
We did count Zareya. No, the Gemara is the Kasha, because that's Kalayim. Kalayim is Zareya.
So there's two things. Harisha, Zareya.
No, because on Yom Tov, you ate Laal Shabbat Klolus. You don't only get one Malchus. The Gemara is the Kasha. Why is no Havara? You only get one Malchus for Yom Tov. There are Lamed Tes Malachus on Yom Tov. and we already counted charisha, plowing, so there's no more room to count another loisase of havara or loisase of a loisase of zoreya. So up to number 12, the Kohen Gadol, he's wearing over here his Shimon Ben Gadol. Maybe he went out to go greet. There was a ma'aser with Shimon HaTzadik. He went out to go greet one of the guys. Who was it? I forgot who it was. One of the... No. Name Napoleon? Who was...
Like Napoleon.
Who is it?
Much later.
I'm referring to who he came. Alexander the Great. He went out to greet him wearing his some big machlokes. He did it, but some say the Shimon HaTzadik. He was wearing the Shemoneh Begadim. How was he allowed to leave the Beis Hamikdash wearing the Shemoneh Begadim? He's shamish for divrei choil in being from the. So the answer is no. This Letzarach Tzibud does the Mahus of Kohen Gadol. He has to go and represent Klal Yisrael to save Klal Yisrael. He's allowed to wear the Shemoneh Begadim. So maybe over here there's Taka, this Kohen. He's going out over here to Nachal Eisan. Mor is trying to eat more, and he's wearing the Shemoneh Begadim. He's on the way to go and see Alexander the Great in order to save Klal Yisrael. And in part of the process of coming to see him, he has to plow to get where he needs to go. And while he's plowing, he's Maziach HaChoshim al Eifor, and somehow it seems that the plow is attached. Somehow in the mice of pulling, when you pull, I think what we say is when you're pulling the plow, you're putting stress upon your limbs, and you're causing the garments to be separated. Because of the stress
and
of pulling.
And that's an Isser?
That's an Isser. You now let us separate the Choshim El Eifod. It's a prohibition. The
well, you are, when you take it off, you're separating it, but while you're wearing it.
You're not necessarily separating. When you take it off, you're not necessarily separating. So you're taking it off, it's always snapped together. It's always snapped together.
So you're saying so he's on his way to meet an Adam Gadol, so taking it out, that's not a problem.
Well, right, it's not a problem. And when you're pulling the plow.
He wasn't. Let's have another lav. Let's make a party even bigger.
Oh, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that he's not allowed. There's no, it might be awesome, but we're looking for a lav. We need an explicit lav. That's what we want to say. As Zohoros, we want to express where is the Lois say. Hamaziach, a person removes Achoshim al Eifod, that's the one. Next, the Hamaser Bad Haroin, and maybe also he's taking the Aron, going to Muhammad. The Shukain Gadol is going out to Muhammad to Pelishtim. The only time they took the Aron outside of the Beis Hamikdash was when they went to fight the Pelishtim, the time of David, and it was taken. Eliakoyin, Chafmi Pinchas, the Muhammad to Pelishtim, they took out the Aron. Mishva Aron HaKadosh. That's when Eli died, and that's when Chofni and Pinchas were killed, and that is when Shiloh was conquered. When the Aron HaKodesh was captured, why was the Aron, what was doing outside of Shiloh? There was a Milchama. And when there is a Milchama, you take the Aron. So they took the Aron, and while they took the Aron, they're plowing. And while they're plowing, it causes, through the stress of plowing, it causes the Badim to separate. I mean, by the Aron.
Well, one second. Hamaziach HaKodeshim Ala Eifod. It sounds like you're doing it purposely with Kavana.
Yes.
Here you're not. You happen to be plowing, and accidentally.
You don't plow, because by plowing, you're going to cause, you're going to stress yourself, you're stretching your body.
What, it's going to happen every single time?
When you plow, I'm assuming now, even though it's not clear, that when you, it has to be tied to the Avodah, to what you're doing, plowing. L'chayra, the one that's plowing, he's pulling. When he's pulling, it's very hard work. Normally animals do this. Human beings do not normally plow. Animals are the ones who do the plow. So, you know, the Takut says, B'shar v'chamar. You have a shor v'chamar, they're doing the plowing. I guess you're pulling them, you're assisting, you're also participating in pulling the animals and getting them moving. And by doing so, I don't know, by doing so somehow, some way, you're causing the plow. There's obviously much more going on over here. I really do not know. I didn't look. But you're causing over here, you have hechatim, so it's a Kohen Gadol. They said it was a Kohen. So maybe it's a Kohen Gadol, and it's tamei, all these things. And it's also causing the choshen to separate from the shoulder pieces called the ephod. And it's also causing at the same time, he's with the Aron HaKodesh that's on the wagon, and it's causing the Badin to separate.
Is there a nace that happened with those Badin that they couldn't come out?
They couldn't come out, no, not
they,
a nace.
They couldn't fit in. They couldn't fit in.
Okay, I don't know.
Remember?
Yeah. It's such a mess. Okay, whatever. Okay, well, so you now have a Hasam Yach, Velo Yosuru, Velo Yizach HaKodesh. We have two different prohibitions. Mask, the floor of Rav Ashi, Velosh of Nami, HaKodesh, Batsi HaShera. Let's go to number 13. What's number 13? Atsi HaShera. What's Atsi HaShera? The Hasras Mihach. In other words, maybe the wood, the poles that you're using to pull the plow are wood which is also behana. The yoke that you got to make the plow. To plow, it's also behana. There's mehocha v'lo yidbak bet chumum menachedim, that anything that is avodah zara may not remain.
Didn't we say something about avodah zara before?
Did we say avodah zara before?
Yeah, higher up on the daf.
On the page.
Basharayim tisrofen ba'ish and all that.
Lo, yeah, you're right. But there it was. There was atzei ashera. No, that was a different halacha. That was the case of eating. That was a different halacha. That was
firewood,
mavashel, a different halacha. A mavashel gid b'chola b'yom tov v'acholay. That was a different halacha. A person takes the git hanoshe and he cooks it with milk on Yom Tif, and he eats it. He gets 5 malchus. That was a whole different halacha.
So we weren't.
Okay. We're discussing now the mishnah on the top of the page. Plowing. So therefore, in echlam, if when it came to cooking, you need to feel therefore the Gemara's kasha. Why can you discuss it into the equation of atzei asher? The Gemara indeed did, at least in the beginning, try to do so. But now we hear that was daf yesterday's daf. But now discussing a new topic. We're discussing the mishnah that says that a person can pull a plow on Yom Tif and Michayev 8 Lavin, a whole different case. In that case also we have Hechatimsa where the plow can be made from Atzei Asherah. So you're deriving benefit from Atzei Asherah, which is a prohibition. And it's what's the prohibition? Well, Yidbak B'yotcha Me'uma. Nothing merriment in your hand. While you're plowing, you're also cutting down good trees. While you're plowing in the same movement, you're causing good trees. Number 14. Eat from the fruit. Do not cut down a good tree. The problem of cutting down a good fruit trees. So therefore, that's already 14 questions. If we make it from 8 to 14. So that really ends the Gemara. The Gemara does not give an answer. The Gemara asks the question. The Gemara does not even bother to answer the question.
After all these questions,
we list 8, and now there's apostle of 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
The truth is, there's no limit. You could say you're running over Shrutzim. I mean, there's 1,000 different things. No, that's not a problem.
You're right. You are correct. Yeah. The Gemara gave 5 questions. The Gemara left it blank. Stop. Right. So now, why Taka did the Gemara not give an answer? So the Pasha is because these things are not essential. These are not the things that we listed here in the 8. The Gemara is teaching a Chiddush. The 8 that we listed, if you think about it, you analyze it, which we cannot do now, are all essential to the Maisa of plowing. The essence of the person is a Kohen. He is a Kohen. He is a Nos. This is who I am. This is a Mamshin Etzem Hadavar. The person, and what are you doing? I'm plowing. And I'm plowing Kalayim.
So the 8 that are mentioned are things that are Nogeya Tzenozer.
The Nazir is who the person is. This is who I am. I am a Nazir.
No,
I am a
the 8 that are mentioned,
yes,
have somehow a connection with each other, whereas
no,
these
not
don't?
Not necessarily have a connection with each other. I'm saying they don't have a connection with each other. What I'm saying is these are things which they touch upon the essence of what is taking place. A person is doing an Aveir. Who is the person? I'm a Nazir. That defines who I am. I am a Kohen. And it's a place of tumah. I'm plowing. I'm pulling a plow. What am I plowing? I'm plowing kalayim. And what are the animals? Ashar v'chamar. And it's Yom Tif. What else did I leave out? What else did I leave out? Okay, and the ashar v'chamar are mikudashim. So these are yisoidos. This is the essence. You want to go tell me? Oh, he happens to be wearing. This kohen happens to be the kohen gadol who happens to be wearing now the big day shemayna. Okay, very nice. That's something that theoretically can be, but that doesn't have to be. That's something that is superficial. That's just icing on the cake. You want to go tell me over here that the wood happens to be wood, which is Atzei Asherah. These are not Ikarim.
But it's interesting. They go one question after another. They keep piling it up, and then they just ignore it and don't even give an answer.
Question. Right. More than that.
At the bottom, ton of a shy. I think we're so we don't say ton of a shy. We count it. The whole
you story. Count. You don't. When you say the number, you don't count. I'm trying to say more lumish answer. This is because these things are not the etzem related to the Maisa Avera. The 8 things listed, when you say 8, is coming to tell you what you said. This is the mahus of what is taking place. This is the skeleton. This is the shavish, the bones. Everything over here, you want to go in hechatimsis, you want to go make some painting, you want to go have some fireworks. Gazon de hate. It's not nogeya. Vaita. Now, the next kash is also not nogeya, but the Gemara over here, once the Gemara already has kash, the Gemara now use this as an opportunity to go into a topic of halacha. Amalei Rezili Rabbi Mani, Lech Shanami, I have another example. Going to Amar Shavu Shloi Echeresh B'Yamtif. A person, before Yamtif, a person made a shavu, I will never do this. I learned the Masechta, I learned Masechta Makis, and I learned this Mishnah, and you make a shavu, I make a shavu, I will never ever do something like this on Yamtif. You make a shua, you say, Madadaf, make a shua. I'm not going to be nichshol in the chayv 8 malchus. And now it's Yom Tif, and the person doesn't listen to what he said, and they warn him, I was there by the daf when you made that shua. Don't do this. Don't go plow on Yom Tif, ashar, v'chamar, v'chulu, v'chulu.
It's the same shua going everything else
there. Don't do this. And he doesn't care. He does it. What?
Because the shua can go on everything else.
Exactly.
So he makes the first one.
So you make a shua, be Yom Tif. So that'll be number 15. So the Gemara is Adkan. Atkan hakafa alef. This is already, you've already gone too far. This for sure is not a kasha because this is the now you're now confusing halacha. Why? Okay, this is something that's a sugi in and of itself, that a person made a shvua to Har Sinai, to Mekayim Kol Torah Kula, Memela, it's impossible, in is in shvua chalal shvua. Since I already made a shvua to Mekayim Kol Torah Kula, I have no right now to make a superimposed, a second shvua, that I'm not going to plow on Yom Tov. There's already a shvua. I already made a shvua in Har Sinai, what Hashem told me to do. So therefore, it's impossible for me to get Malkus for making a shvua not to do an Isser Deraisa. General rule: you cannot get Malkus.
Well, the Harish Shabbat Yom Tov is Daraisa.
It's Daraisa. Of course, Daraisa. Mushal Yom Har Sinai, not to do this. So you're making now another shua. Don't be more religious than what the Torah already put upon you. Fight Amalei. No, it's not a kasha. Kigoyin the Amar Shua Shloi Echosh Beim Chobim Yom Tov. I have a way out of that. I make a shua. I'm not going to plow not on Shabbos and not during the week. That you can do.
Not on Yom Tov and not during the week.
You make a one shua. Yeah. And the shua is koil. It's called an isra koil. Shua koil. Isra koil. Not only am I not going to plow on Shabbos.
He says Yom Tov.
I'm sorry, Yom Tov. I'm also not going to plow during the week. Demigoy. Here's the Yisoy. Demigoy. Since the chol alei shua, the chol alei nami bi yom tov. This Yisoy, that a person cannot make a shua mushva v'oim, is only when you go try to superimpose exactly. Mamish right on top of the Issa Deraisa. But when you go and you make a shua which is chal, because the Torah allows you to plow during the week, and if you make a shua, the shua works. So once you make the shua for the same money, for the same effort of making the shua for the chol, is also chal on Shabbos. The Gemara says
on Yom Tov.
So the Gemara says no, this is not a good answer. I have an answer. The reason why we're not going to include this prohibition in the list of the prohibition, because this can be shoyel. We're only listing averos that you cannot wiggle out of. If a person makes a shvua, if the shvua is chal, all you need to do is go to your local Beis Din and say to them, I haven't made a mistake, I made a shvua, and they will release you from your shvua.
So if you make it just up for Yom Tov, or both chol and Yom Tov?
Both, chol and Yom Tov, on both together. So you also, is the she'ela retroactive? I do not know whether it is, whether it's not, as irrelevant. The point over here is,
why is it not relevant?
Because you didn't do it yet. Since you made a shvua, now I can go, and if I wanted to in the past, I could have done it in the past. So it's weak, I could have gotten out of it. It's not an absolute, even if you're going to go tell me that it's not retroactive, even if you're going to tell me that it's not retroactive. That's not one of the Yisrael, the Simsechlim Dorn, the Chibik, the Nedrin, the Shvua. One is, I forgot, which one is which? I'm so embarrassed. That's talking the Machlokes between a Shvua and a Nedrin. One is Lamafreya, one is like an annulment, and one is Nikanu Lahaba. Isha, it is Hatara and Hafara. By a neder also you can go both ways. Also the same thing by a neder also, but sure, I don't remember. Any event, it's not relevant. Over here, the point over here is that since it's a weak prohibition, because if I did want, I could have it undone. Whereas the other eight that are listed in the Mishnah are absolute. There is nothing you can possibly do in this world to avoid violating those eight averos. There's no way in the world. But when it comes to the shu, if you so wish, you can go to a chacham in advance and have it removed.
Memela, I don't know why we have to come on to this. Why can't we give the same? We didn't give an answer, but we're basically explaining that the reason why all these other examples were not a problem, because those are zaitika things and not. This is also zaitik.
No, but the Gemara feels that this is still fundamentally flawed. The Gemara doesn't want to let you get away with this. The other ones, Yitaka, right? The Taka, there, everything is good and fun. You'll be talking about over. Why did we not list it? No, it's a kasha. We can darshan. We can go look in the article. What they say, what the Masifta says, what the Lublin says, what Aryeh says, what Rav HaGoyin of Marcus Lehman says. So we can be ma'ayin all different svaras. But this, the Gemara says, is fundamentally flawed. This is lahalacha sheker, because. Ain't shua chalal shua. Oh, you can have now. You have another answer. Oh, but it's a isra koil because I'm gonna have a chol and Shabbos. No, it's also a flaw because it's not doimit to the eighth list.
No, but I'm saying we could have answered. This is at the end.
The Gemara wants to show that it is something more fundamental.
Okay.
The Gemara that's a weak answer.
Okay.
You have a much stronger answer. There's a fundamental problem here. The Gemara says midi the isra b'shel l'katani. Oh, really? But part of the list is b'char. The list is Bukhar and Petach Hamar, and those are Kodesh, and the Vesavim, which is Kodesh, which is, it doesn't say Bukhar, it says Shor v'Chamar, Vehein Mukdashin, which the Gemara now assumes means you Makdish. I have an animal, I have a Shor, and I declare, I want this animal to be Kodesh. I have a Chamar, I declare the Chamar to be Kodesh. Vehein Kodesh, you can have Sheil, if you go to a Chacham, you can go Chacham, can be Sheil, can be Oiker, the Kodesh Lamafreya. And for the Gemara, no, You cannot be shor. You cannot be oikid the kodesh. We're dealing with bechor. Bibichar, it's the answer. One word answer. Bibichar.
No, no,
Bichar is Kardu Shmerechem. Anyone hear Bichar? Anyone
yes,
hear this?
Yes.
You're Bichar?
Yes,
bro. Ooh, I have now Hulu Chayme. Look at that Aryeh. I have no Chayme now. Yeah. So he's a Bichar. A Bichar? No. No, I never made it. So he's a Bichar. A Bichar is Kardu Shmerechem. There's no She'ela on the Bichar. And the Zelbazach is the Chamor. The Chamor is a Petah Chamor. A pet chamar, the first chamar to come out of the mother's womb is kodesh. There's no way you can be shoyl on the kodesh. Fragged the gemara nazir, you can be shoyl on the nazirus. You can go to a chacham like the nazir l'mafraya, and the gemara be nazir shimshain. That's what you say in erev Hashana. Afilu nazir shimshain. I want to be like the different nuschais in the hataras nedarim. Some people in their machzor it says. Afilu, I want to be shoyel, even afilu nazir shimshain, and some say chutz nazir shimshain. Manav shach, make up your mind. Can you be shoyel? Not be shoyel on nazir shimshain. Different machzodim have different versions. Or here the Gemara says you cannot be a shoyel be nazir shimshain.
What is it? What is a nazir shimshain? What is it?
I want to be like shivers, a different type of nazir. Yavlo misach the nazir. I want to be like no, not necessarily loyelam. It's a different type. It's worse. It's a different type of nazir shimshain.
More chamer.
It's a different sug. A different
sugar.
Min Hashemayim. The Malach came and told his mother that your son's going to be a Nazir.
But the practical halachas are the same, no?
You can't be Shoyal. No, they're not the same. The Gemara's going to say that he can be Tamil Lemes. A Nazir Shimshon can be Tamil Lemes. But a regular Nazir may not be Tamil Lemes. So Nazir Shimshon is a very complex sugya, and it all comes back to Erev Roshana. You remember Erev Roshana, you remember back to Chavbeis, Chavbeis, and Masechta Makos. You remember over here what is over here, what is over here, Nazir Shimshon, and therefore Nazir Shimshon, the Gemara says, you cannot be Shoyal on being a Nazir Shimshon because it's not your decision. It was made by Shamayim. The Malach comes to your mother and tells the mother, the baby in your womb will be holy and he will be a Nazir. It's like a Bechar. There's no way to revoke the Nazir Shimshon. In fact, the Mar, really, if you're doing Nazir Shimshon, you have another problem. We said that one of the eight lam is because of Tamil Lemes. But Nazir Shimshon is permitted to be Metame Lemes. But Nazir Shimshon bar it itamuye lemesimu. And the Gemara says, new answer, okay, Ella Haitan Isr Koilel Lesle. This Tana holds that you make a Shavua, I do not want to make a Shavua, I'm not gonna plow on Choil on the 6 days of the week. And I'm not gonna plow on Shabbos. If you plow on Shabbos, you're not over Yom Tif. You're not over for a Shavua of not gonna plow on Yom Tif. Why? Because Yom Tif, you mushba v'oymed mi har sina. Oh, what did you say before? That once already it's chal for Yom Tif, it's chal also for Yom Tif. This time does not subscribe to such a shita. He does not hold of koilel. There's no koilel. You go to work. There's no such thing as koilel. Vaita. It says in Yisrael Yecheskel in the morning. It says that the doors are going to be locked. During the weekday, but on Shabbos the east gate during the weekday is locked on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Torah says the reason why is because during Shabbos everyone comes to Beis Hamikdash. During the week, okay. No one's coming to the Beis Hamikdash. Everyone is busy working. What are you talking about? The pasuk is talking about the Bayis Shlishi. Yimos HaMashiach. Yimos HaMashiach. Everyone's going to be in Koila. Who's coming to work? So what do you see? That you see when the Bayis Shlishi is built. All of the koilim are going to shut down. Everyone's going to go to work.
So it says, the Rambam said, Ein Bein.
Yimos HaMashiach.
That's wrong.
It's Malchus. It's a fundamental difference.
Yeah.
Then when Mashiach comes, no more koilim.
Exactly.
Okay, what does that mean? Okay, right, next Gemara. Kama Malchus, now we go to new Mishnah. New Gemara. Amar Rabbi Hashiach, Hamar Benu Halacha, Hamar Bia Shar B'Slom Mikdashim, Loikesh, a person breeds. He interbreeds a Shar. Pesuli hamukdashim like a shnayim. What do he get? Two sets of malchus. What's barbia? You take a shar that means this axe. This axe was once a carbon. What happened? It developed a blemish. No longer is it fit to be offered on the mizbeach. What do you do with such an animal? You redeem it.
Or a pigol also, where he has a machshava.
Pigol, that's already dead. It's too late. The animal is already dead at that point in time. Pigol is only after you do the shchita.
Oh.
So the animal is alive. and the animals, all systems go, all ready to go on the Mizbech. And as they bring it to the Kohen, it slips, it breaks its leg, that's it, it's a blemish, that's it, it's no longer going on the Mizbech. It's worth $1,000. What do you do with the animal? You redeem it. You take it, you put it, you make $1,000, $1,000 is now Kodesh, the animal goes out to eat. And what happens with the money? Let's say, we already got a blemish.
Yeah,
so what do you do with the animal? You redeem it. The animal now,
you
the animal,
you shall eat it.
And the money is used to
purchase. Or you can use it with, whatever.
No, that's exactly the point. Exactly the point is an animal that once upon
you
a time.
You can't have hanoah from.
You're only allowed to shacht it. You're only allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to use it for work.
Why is that?
Gzeres HaKosef. Gzeres HaKosef, that since the animal once upon a time in its history was Kodesh, there's always a residual degree of holiness that resides in the animal.
But it doesn't
animal.
Affect the Achila.
Does not. You're permitted to eat it. You're allowed to eat it.
You shecht it before the new animal.
Then it's chul, before then it's kodesh asa bahanah. If you shacht it, there's no matir.
If you shacht it before the new behemoth was you shacht it.
Before the new behemoth, once you redeem it, all systems go, even though you did not take the money and purchase a new animal. If you did not yet redeem it and you shacht it, then the animal has to be buried. There's nothing you can do. Because an animal that has kodesh is holy, it needs a matir. This is the lamas himsech tzvachim. It needs a matir. What's the matir? The zrika. The zrikas hadam on the mizbech is what's matir the basa b'achila. If the animal was shechted before it went on the mizbeach, it never had a matir. The moment you makdish the animal is osa b'hanah. It only becomes mutar b'hanah to the kohanim through the zrikas hadam. The zrikas hadam is a din matir. If there is no matir, it remains b'isurai.
So here it wasn't shechted, and even though it wasn't shechted,
what's the matir? Redemption.
But
is the
even
matir.
Then, there's still limitations on what you can
there's
do.
There's still a residual degree of holiness. What is nafgamina? You're not allowed gesundheit. Gesundheit. You're not allowed to work with it. That's what the Gemara focuses on. You may not take out to the field to plow. Forbidden. Likewise, when you eat it, you're not allowed to sell it in the market. You can't go wait in the public market. People, this animal was meant to go on the Mizbech. Look, Nebuch, look what happened to the animal. Here it is in the market with all of the Sarkim, all the merchants weighing its meat. There are limitations. The main limitation we need for our Gemara is the limitation that you may not work with this animal. So here, let's say you take this animal that once upon a time was Kodesh and it was redeemed, and you take it and you crossbreed it. You crossbreed it with an animal that's not an ox, not a shar. I don't know, with a camel, a donkey, a horse, I don't even know what you do. I don't know how this works. Whatever you do, you do. And when you do this, there is a loisase of loisarbia. There's a prohibition of harva to take an animal.
What, you're getting hana from it?
What hanah?
Other than achila.
No, the harva,
you're going to have another animal.
Hamarbia does not mean with a person. It doesn't mean you're a veya. Hamarbia does not mean.
No, it means two animals together.
Chaimisa.
Two animals together. I'm talking about.
You cross breed hamarbia,
and then you keep the animal that comes.
No, hamarbia is a loisase. Hamarbia is a loisase. Is a loisase of crossbreeding with another animal.
Kilayim.
I take this axe and I made it with a camel. I don't even know what you made it.
Even though it's minzugai,
so even if it wasn't psulei mikdashim, then it would be a problem. It would be its kilayim.
Look at Rashi. Hamarbia shor psulei hamikdashim shenift. It has been redeemed. Afilu al mina. Okay, so afilu al mina. I made a mistake. Yeah. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Afilu al mina. So you even if you're marbia it, you go and you cross. Excuse me. You crossbreed it with mina with his own kind. So what like it? You get malchus. Why do you get malchus? What is it? You get malchus. Why? What is it in the Gemara? You get two sets of malchus. Why two sets of malchus? One for you work with it by crossbreeding it.
How you cross if it's the same min? How is it crossbreeding?
It's not bas mina. It's not exactly the same min. It's a para. One's a shor. One's a para.
Oh, okay.
That's called bas mina. He cuts
him bechul and chashuv and kamei minim chalukim. One is still the shame. This behemoth over here is also lost its avodah. The behemoth shall cut him.
So what do you mean? So marbia means you. Your marbia.
A shar with a para.
A shar and axe. That they're the same exact thing.
Right. One has two different.
And that's considered one min.
That's called harva.
A shar and a para considered one min.
Let me tell you the words. A shar is the min. The shar is a catch-all phrase for the entire spectrum. the entire spectrum. One word, catch-all. What does a shor include? When it's a baby, for the first 3 years, it's called either an egel or an egla. Female is an egla. A zohar is an egel. When it gets a little bit bigger, it's called something else. When it becomes...
Isle.
No, it's not called... It's called a kalba. I mean, it's called a kalbais. I don't know. It's called something else. When it gets a little bit bigger. And then when it becomes an adult, it's either... If it's a male, it's called a... It's also called a shor. It's called a par. And if it's a female, it's called a parah.
And so what's a shor?
A catch-all phrase...
For everything.
The whole min from... From cradle to the grave. From the cradle to the grave, from the moment the creature was born. Kailo. What? Sorry
from
about
cradle
that.
To
what?
From cradle to kailo.
So just go back.
Just
go back one second before, but the egla arufa.
Yeah.
So let's say a person takes an egla arufa and he works with that egla arufa. Is there ever a lava?
Yes, yes.
So why couldn't that be one of those?
Because we already used up the creature, was kodesh. We already have a creature. The creature that we've used to work with was a shor v'chamor. That's the Himbadoshim.
But there's already another problem. But
no, you can't have.
That's not a separate
No, it doesn't work. It's okay. Not a chal. We already said...
I didn't ask the question. We already said the
type of creature. We can't make it. So here we're dealing over here with you take this shor v'chamor v'gosh v'chayv tumach. Look at Rashi. Rashi from tumach. Let's show you guv echad. We will learn the Gemara. You get two sets of malchus. Now Rashi explains, "Shanifta afilo almin loke shari guf echad." It's one body. Vaso hakos of shnei gufin. What do we mean? The Torah schulin, Torah kashmir yeshulav, Torah schulin shemuta biachila. Mitzad echad, I'm allowed to eat it. I redeemed it. I redeemed this animal. It developed a blemish, and because it has a blemish, it's permitted lechachil of me to redeem. So if I can eat it, at schulin. But mitzad sheni, there are limitations. I'm not allowed to work it. I'm not allowed to sell in the market. So it's kodesh. So this one creature, this par is kodesh and chulin. I take this par and I made it with a para, a female. It's equivalent. It's counterpart, the female, and the para is kula chulin. It's chulin and legamri. So since this creature is kodesh, it's tzvei minim, and the para is one min, it's in halach, it's considered as if I've taken the par and I've mated it with a camel. Everyone agrees that if I take a par and I mate it with a different creature, a different min, I'm chayif, the malchus of harva. Harvah, that's the loisah saying. Kalayim. So here, even though it's not a physical kalayim, because it's a par with a para, but being that the par has tzvei dinim, achal upon it, mitzad echad, it's a koil, mitzad sheni, it's kodesh.
Because it was redeemed, you mean?
Because it was redeemed, and when you redeem it, there is a residual kedusha, but you're allowed...
He's an avoider.
But you're allowed to eat it, so mitzad echad, tzchul, mitzad sheni, sumil, it's like an under a min. It's a whole different min. When I take it down and I crossbreed it with a para, it's like I'm
like kelayim.
It's kelayim, exactly. So I get malchus. Number two, that's malchus number one. What's malchus number two? This animal, I'm not allowed to work with it. I put it to work. By taking this animal and crossbreeding it and forcing it to be with a para, yeah. I forced it to do work. That's called labor.
You mean the revia?
The maaser revia. It's called avoida in halacha. So when I've done this, I forced this upon the animal. So it's the second set of malchus. The male is mechayv tzvei mini malchus. The Rashi Rashi says shavi guv echad v'asa kasul shnei guvim. Mitzan echad taras chul taras chul nalav taras kashmal lav. Taras chul nalav shemut v'achila. Mechutz lo pesach al moed. Kiilu lo hikdash melam. V'taras kadoshim shas begiz v'avoyt. V'kada kada mei v'sefri. B'chol avasa nashkot tizma v'chalta. Basa b'malchus v'dabim v'asa v'chul go all the way down to Rashi over here. Ha'ein ba'a kasul dabim elbs lo mekdashim. Tizbach v'legiza, this v'agiza, v'avoid the boss of v'lecholav. V'achalt of v'leklovech, not for the dogs. V'hilcha oseh be'lahar v'yoy, afilu imminoy. Mishum kelayim, shemar bia, chulin al kodoshim, oy kodoshim al chulin.
It still has a din kodshim, even though you were played
it. Right. M'meila v'chein, b'nifei meil, the element of kodshim that you're going to mix with the para is kodshim al chulin. V'chein b'manhik. Let's say I take this and I hitch it up to a plow. This animal and another animal, oichid is kelayim. Afilu manig minoy, afilu manig b'fnei atzmai. Oh, that's the next Gemara. Let's say I take this animal all by itself, and I hitch it to a plow, it's a solo, and it itself is pulling the plow. I'm chayv malchus for kelayim. I've plowed with two different creatures, with like a shor v'chamor Here it's only one creature. But in this one creature, part of it is Kodesh, and part of it is Chulin. So being that part is Kodesh, part is Chulin, it's Ki'ilu in Lomdus.
Same animal as Kilayim.
Same animal. Yeah, really? The same animal. Yeah, that's what it says. That's wow. Exactly what the Gemara says. That's the next line of Gemara. Chulin v'kodoshim hu v'chayim v'shem kalayim de'acharisha hu de'atzmai kalayim de'charish du'atzmai kalayim. Okay, right in the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. One because of Kalayim and one because of Avodah. Like it itself. If I take the animal, I hitch it to a plow and I pull the animal, one all alone, I also get Malkus. It's one body, but yet the Torah considers it to be two bodies.
So what are you over on? Which one?
Kalayim. I'm over on the Kalayim. The Asa cost of Kishne Gufim. Next, now we start the sugya of exactly the technique, the procedure of how to get Malkus. Kama Malkus, so how many Malkus? So it's so our boim chosrachas Tanakam says 39 lashes. Vayita Shnemar bimispar arboim. The Gemara makes a drush. It should have said arboim bimispar. The correct grammatical form would have been 39. It should have been first the word. Arboim bimispar. 40 shall be the number. 40 is
the
number.
It says 40 in the Torah, right?
It says the word 40 in the number. The Torah says the word bimispar before it says the word arboim. If the pasuk meant 40, it should have said arboim.
Where does it say bimispar? What's the pasuk?
The pasuk on the side of the Gemara. The haya and benachasorasha. The apilu hashoyfei the kol lefonav kedei rishasoy bimispar arboim yakenu lo yosef. Whip him 40 times. Fairish in the pasuk.
So because it says mispar.
Oh, so it should really say, it should say, Arboim bimispar yakenu. That's the correct grammatical
form. You don't need mispar altogether. Arboim yakenu.
No, you have to say, you have to count. The Gemara is going to make a drasha, the teacher, that when they give them the 40, you don't just think it through. They have someone has to count.
Well, after each one, it's
like getting married. Yeah. The Messiah says, Harei, Harei. At Nikudeshes, it's just like Malkus.
Okay, famous question. So
it's just like Malkus.
Why not say 39?
What?
Question. A famous question. So
you hear the Vart. It's just like Malkus when you get married.
We'll just find
it. There's what? There's a Hadrach. Shenemar, I observe. Vaishan, Shenemar, Mispar, Arboim. What?
So why not I can say 39, the famous question?
Why does it say 39? So the Gemara is going to say, that's what it means. It means, okay, there's a lot of time on that. Not for now. So the Gemara, because it says the other way around, it says bimispar arboim.
First,
it means a number that leads to 40, but not 40. Bimispar, give him a number that comes short of 40, but don't give him 40. Leave that for the wife. Leave a number that comes close to 40. Bimispar arboim. Maybe gula elam. That'll be Mashiach. Minyan shusamach l'arboim vaita. Rabbi Yehuda oimer arboim shleim. We'll see this chulaika. You get 40 mamish. How do you know this? Not from the Torah. You know this from a pasuk in Zechariah. We'll come in a moment. Beheichon uloike. What is this?
He says you get 40 complete.
Mamish 40 complete. Don't leave anything out. 40 complete. Beheichon uloike. What does he get? The malchus esayesera. Because the Gemara is going to say that you have to divide it. It has to be divided. It has to be three, divisible by three.
What does he learn from Mispar then?
The Gemara will explain everything. The Gemara will explain. The truth is, he learns the same thing from Mispar. He learns that the number 40 is coming from a different pasuk. It's coming from somewhere else. So he has to be divisible by three. Okay, 39 is divisible by 13 multiplied by three.
Where does he say anything about three?
The Gemara is right now saying over here. Where do you get the last one? Because the Gemara is going to say over here is that two, when they give lashes, it's only given in divisibles of three. When they make the evaluation, they go to a doctor and they ask, how many malchus can this person take? So the doctor can only give an answer. Whatever he gives, he has to tell them a number. Whatever he says,
otherwise, you got to give him the three less.
Right.
In other words,
two less.
It goes in pair.
He can only take a number that's not divisible by three. So then either just ignore the last one or the last two to make sure that the number is divisible by three. Why? The more he's going to make a drasha, you have to give two of them on his stomach and one on his back. Or the other way around. We'll see them in a moment. You divide two goes on the baichel, and one goes on the gav on the back. So the question over here is, if you're going to give him a total of 40, that's not divisible by three. And if each set is going to be two on one side of the body and one on the other side of the body, where are you going to give lash number 40? What part of the body? Is it going to be the front of the body, or is it going to be the back of the body? So the Mishnah says none of the above. It's going to be on the shoulders. On the shoulders. Ve'heichon hu loike es hayisera. And for the Gemara, bein kis
only the 40th.
Remember, only the 40th one. Vayit in the Gemara, the Mishnah. We'll see the Gemara is going to explain a lot of details in a few moments. That's a halacha. And when they make the evaluation, how many beer? It was pikuach nefesh. The Gemara says you get the mamish. The person will be mamish one maka less than death. That's how far it went. They whipped it with full koyach. They whip mamish the shma.
But it's totally in the person. You can kill a person after 9 or so some of them can take 39.
39 can mamish kill a person. It seems like the average person couldn't take 39. That means whatever they gave him came that close to killing him.
And they must have killed a few along the way.
By accident.
Yeah.
And they had to go to Golis. Those people had to go to Ari Mikla to wait for the Kohen Gadol to die.
Really?
This is over here. They killed him. Came very close to killing the person. Rus l'shtalish. Has to do by 3. Let's say they make an evaluation for 40. The loike mixas. And then they start whipping him. And they see the guy is a goner. They see the guy. They are up to number 10. And they see, they made an evaluation. The doctor said, this guy can take 40. I'm telling you, this guy has a heart so strong, this guy can take it. They're up to 10, and they see one more, the guy's dead. So they bring in the doctor, and the doctor says, you better stop. You give him one more, he's talking, going to die. The Amru, and they say, after 10, Shein Yachal Lekabel Arboim, after 10, they say, he can't take anymore, Potter. He's off the hook.
But it's not divisible by 3.
So wherever they stop, they gave him too many, whatever, but they don't go up to 40. Mm-hmm. If they start giving him, and then they realize they can't take anymore, it's done, he does not have to come back another day to get more. So you may argue and say, since the evaluation was, let's say, for 40, and now today they only gave him 9.
So you let him recover and then come back for
more. Let him recover and come back for more. And we'll give you whatever you can take and you come back for more until you finish. Because the evaluation was 40 and you can't wiggle out of 40. Yeah. No. The mish is mechadish. It's one shot. If they evaluate the guy for 40 and they give him 9 and they see one more, the guy's dead, that's it, go home
and
done.
And the doctor has to be on the site.
Avada.
It's not women. How come women don't get malchus?
They do get malchus.
They do, yeah.
Avada, of course they get malchus. Women, no different than men, wow. but it's done by women. Women gives the malchus, not sneas, not
sneas. Also 39?
Same thing, of course. But they're different than different. There's some very gesunte women out there. There's some women over there, they're stronger than men. Look, they tell men what to do. Vaita. Exempt. Let's say they give the guy 18. This guy can take 18. And then what happens? 18. And then what happens? Umishalaka amdu shiyachal hu l'kabal arboim. And then they give him 18. And the guy is an ox. The guy, after 18, the guy can go on for another 100. This guy is like mamish, the Hulk. Big deal. No problem.
He's putter from what?
The balance.
Why don't you give him the full...
Because the first evaluation...
The doctor already said.
The first evaluation was for 18.
No double jeopardy.
And they gave him the 18. And
he's
then, look at
great.
This...
You mean the same thing we just said?
No,
that you don't give him a break to recover?
No, he doesn't need to recover. A new case.
What's the new case?
The new case is the guy is Chaim Malchus. The doctor comes. The doctor evaluates him. Okay, they do all the scans and you name it. The EKGs and what are the guy that
give him 18.
Both cases, the doctor
18.
Oh, and they said he can only do 18.
They take him in. That's the Shliach Bez and Mamish has the whip and he gives him 18. And the guy comes, the guy's Mamish, the Hulk. He can take, he can go on forever.
So the doctor made a mistake.
So he made a mistake, so we should go now and give him the remainder, go all the way up to 40. No, once the psak was 18, you're off the hook.
No double jeopardy.
No double.
One side the doctor said too much, the other side the doctor said too little.
Vaita in the Gemara, my timer, what's the reason? Why 39 and not 12? The Torah says 40. 40. Why 39? My time. Iksiv and for the Gemara. Ikisiv arboim bimispar. The grammatical, the correct, the correct way to express the number 40 would be arboim 40 bimispar by number. Okay, grammar. I don't know any grammar, but that's what the Gemara says. This the grammatical correct grammar. Form havim then will be havim the arboim bimyana 40. Hashtachsiv bimispar arboim. It's teaching you minyan. Give him a number, a mispar, that is short of 40. that would, that leads to 40. Minyan shu soichem es rabam. That is
soichem means what? Total
completes
es rabam. It's a number which that number is right on the edge. I don't really know how to translate this. There's a hard translation over here. There's no Rashi on this. There really is no Rashi on this. I don't know how to translate this. It means something along the lines soichem es rabam. That
ends with 40. It's like.
Okay, right. The next number will be. Don't give him the 40. Give him the number which would then end with the 40. Right. Amar Rav is the soy distinct of the Gemara over here. This, if you only came for this, it was Kedai. Amar Rav, kamo tipshoy shor inshe. How foolish are the shor inshe? Who are the shor inshe? The shor. Like the shor. Not the
Hamoinam.
The Hamoinam. The coin, the coin, mikame sefer Torah. They stand for a sefer Torah. For the coin, mikame gavraba. And they don't stand for Talmidei Chachamim. The Talmidei Chacham agressa than the Sefer Torah itself. Why? The Ilu b'Sefer Torah exhibits Arboim. V'Asr Rabbanan, look at the Koyach of the Rabbanan, the Koyach the Hetera. And they make a drasha, V'Asr Rabbanan b'Tzaru Chodah, and they take you down from 40 to 30. That's different. You see a Talmud Chacham, you should stand for Talmud Chacham more than you should stand for a Sefer Torah.
They took a day because they learned the drasha of Mispar, so they were.
That's the Koyach of the Chacham. They make the drasha, 40. I once heard a rabbi says, I don't have this problem. My Balabatim, they don't stand for the Sefer Torah, and they don't stand for the Talmud Chacham either.
So, at least they're consistent.
So you can't say the Tipshim. You know, I don't have the problem by my Balabatim. Vaita. You only stand for Sefer Torah when? When you stand for Sefer Torah? Ni'ila, you stand for Sefer Torah? Or you open the Sefer on Ila, when you open the Sefer Torah, are you mechuyif to stand on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when you open the Aron Kodesh?
Every Monday and Thursday, when they open the Sefer
Torah. When you open up the Aron Kodesh, let's say Yom Kippur, Ni'ila, Gans Ni'ila, are you mechuyif to stand?
You're going to tell us not.
Are you mechuyif to stand? Absolutely not.
Some hold yes, some hold not.
No, no one holds.
Rishos.
No, different Rishos. No one holds yes. Who told you yes? No one holds yes.
It's a minhag.
It's own rishus.
Because it's inside the
Aron Kodesh.
Only when it's outside.
Oh, only when it's traveling. Only when it's traveling. When you're out of your makom. The male, the Mordecai Yisrael.
But that's not the minute. I mean, Monday and Thursday, everybody gets up on
the. It's not a Kadin. No, Monday and Thursday, you're taking it out.
No, but even the minute you say Vayibin Sahara and you're standing up.
Right?
Not only that, when it says Psicha.
Yeah.
When you do all these Psichas during Yom the Rhyme. It says in the book. It says in the book right there.
The art scroll.
It says, open
up the scroll. Our school is not Shulchan Aruch. It's stand. A minhag. It's a minhag to stand. It's a custom to stand. It's not nikah halacha.
Okay,
so Melo, only when do you stand according to halacha? When it's not in its makom. Vayehi bin
and
soya.
The same thing applies to a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham only when he's
standing,
walking around?
Standing for a Talmud Chacham is until you're murdered your side. He's giving cover to Talmud Chacham. When in the base medrash of the Talmud Chacham itself, there's no one giving cover to the Talmud Chacham. It's his base medrash. Memela, he has covered. He sits Bereish. It's I'll shame him. The eagle covered of a Talmud Chacham is when he's outside of his home. Is when the Talmud Chacham is traveling. When he leaves his makom. When the Talmud Chacham is in, and he comes to this shul. You have a big Rashi who comes to this shul. Here is the inyan mechav with Talmud Chacham because he's vayehi bin sohar.
What about a zaken?
A zaken also. A zaken is a different din.
A zaken is even if he's not walking.
A zaken is not a Sefer Torah. A zaken is not a level of Sefer Torah.
You have to stand for him.
Zaken, but that's not a din. It's not a din of Kavod HaTorah. The din of Kavod HaTorah, a Talmud Chacham, is a levitic. Is a levitic. A Talmud Chacham is a levitic of Sefer Torah. You mechaber a levitic of Sefer Torah when the Sefer Torah is in motion, when it's out of its makom, when the Sefer Torah is in the Aron HaKodesh, you're not mechaber it. It's a minik to stand when the Rosh Yeshiva is b'mekomai. B'mekomai, there's no need of Kavod. They could cover the Talmud Chacham. Is when the Talmud Chacham is chutz l'mekaymai. That's when you have to go and be mal of the cover. You hear it's a murder to your side.
Vaita.
And the Maravilah says, "Our boy, Shlemos 40. What's the makar Zechariah? On Rabbi Yitzchak, my time Rabbi Yehuda, the Chassidus Pesach, Ma'am Hakayis Va'ila Ben Yodecha. They said to Zechariah, how come Zechariah, how come there's a makar? We see over here that you've been wounded, you have been injured. Where's the makar between Yodecha? Yodecha means between your shoulders. There's a makar between your shoulders. Someone hit you between your shoulders. The Aman says, Asheru Kilkesi Beis Me'ahavoy. I've been hit by my home. Chinchabonim. People who love me have hit me. So the Gemara makes a drasha. The Beis Me'ahavoy is according to the Beis Din. The Beis Din loves you. They're only beating you up because they love you.
Okay.
And where are they hitting you? They're hitting you between your decha. Between your decha means between your shoulders. What are you talking about? It says in the Mishnah that they give you three each. They give you sets
different
of three.
Place.
One on the baichel and two on the back, or vice versa, whatever it is. But they don't give you between the shoulders. So why does it say over here that Zacharias says that I'm being hit between my shoulders?
That's the 40th
one. Oh, that's the makar. Hagufa, this is the makar of number 40. V'yaman yisashar, my time to be the subhamak fa'ayla ben yedech, v'yaman asher ku kesi beis me'ahavoy. And that refers to the shoulders. Rabbanan ahu, it's not a raya. That ahu b'tinoikos shol beis sham, who does not talk about the bezdin, when it's beis me'ahavoy. Whoever told you that referring to the bezdin is referring to the melamed tinoikos, n'cheder. And the pasuk is teaching you so that the melamed tinoikos is not on the baichel and on the back. When a rebbe hits,
what?
Oh. Children, kindelach, a rebbe,
nothing to do with Malkus.
Kashbar, no, right, exactly, chinuch. A rebbe does not hit, he's not a rebbe. Even though today goes to jail, go straight to jail, don't pass go today.
So they're giving instructions on how to hit
but exactly, he said when a rebbe hits a talmud, you're not allowed to hit out the talmud on the stomach, you're not allowed to hit the talmud on the back, sakana, hit the talmud between the shoulders. Next time you hit the talmud, you have to know how to hit the talmud, you hear?
I was in elementary school, they used to send you to the principal's office. You just have to pull out your hand like this, and just give you a smack
on the hand. Wall. On the hand, it's dangerous.
Like wolf.
Vaita and the Gemara in aim them el b'makos and this is Shulchan Gemara. It's a very long Rashi. We'll try not to do Rashi. We'll try to summarize this quickly. In aim them el b'makos haruis l'shtalish. Now over here. Now let's clarify. We're not going to do Rashi. We'll try to be quickly. It says in the Mishnah they go and they value the person for 40. The guy can take 39. Give it to him. They start whipping him. After 9, the guy already is in the intensive care unit, ICU, after already 9. Okay, so what happens? So now we wait for him to recover. We'll give him more. We gave him 9, but the psak was 39. We'll wait for him to recover, bring him back. Bring him back for more. No.
Waterboarding.
Potter, you potter. Why? You only potter, locker. It says the Mishnah, we gave him already 9.
But if he didn't start yet.
The doctor Paskins, this guy, 39. Then walks in another doctor and he says, what are you talking about? This guy, give this guy 39? You give this guy nine. So in that situation.
The first one.
All right, so locker in, let's go the other way around. The other case is better, a little bit more easy to understand. The other case is they evaluate the guy for 18. Okay, this case is much better. They evaluate the fellow for 18.
And after 9.
For 18. No, not after 9. And then they give him the 18. And now
he looks like he can take
horse.
More.
He's a horse, the guy. So now, let's give you more. No, we're not giving you more. Why? Because we already gave you 80. The psak was 18. We gave you 18. Yotza. No double jeopardy. Yotza. That's only because he already got the 18.
If he would have gotten just one?
Even one will be the same thing. They would only give him 18. But let's say he got 0. They evaluate him for 18. The doctor signs off 18. Then all of a sudden they're about to bring him and a new doctor walks in. And he goes, oh, wait a minute over here. Who told you? Who signed off your 18? This is, you know, 18. I know my customers. You're a 40. You're not getting 18. So go back. Bring in someone else. Get a second opinion. And the second opinion says 40. So how do you get? 40.
40 or 39?
You get 39. You get 39. Why? Because the Mishnah says the only time we're going to give, only time we're going to give you, we're going to give you, we're not going to give it to you again is only when you already got 18.
Or one.
We already started the process. But if we did not yet start the process and we make a new evaluation, so then the first evaluation is batel mevatel. That's what it says in the Mishnah. It says locker. Only because you got some of the Malkus, so then we're not making any new evaluations.
Even though there's no reason, just a different opinion.
Right, exactly. But if you did not get the Malkus yet, you did not start the process,
right,
then we do make new evaluations. Laka in loy laka loy. V'remir v'stira, undo the Kabbalah boy, and they make the evaluation for 40. The Chazhu, this price says he did not even start yet. And now they make a new evaluation. V'chazhu, v'amdu sh'en yachal l'Kabbalah boy. Potter. So it says over here, you potter, you don't get 40. So, or another example, the other way around. Amdu l'kabel shmon eshrei 18. V'chazhu v'yamdu l'shech l'kabel arboim potter. So in this price, it says even if you didn't start yet, it's a stira. Even if you didn't start even one mako, you're going to be exempt. Once
exempt from more than 18, or
new evaluation.
Else?
Exempt from a new evaluation. Live out. You got to live out your first evaluation. If they evaluate you for 40, you got to get 40 no matter what. We don't revive.
And if you evaluate for 18, so you got to get 18 no matter what.
So the stira to remain, to be continued.
I wasn't sure if the guy was going to show up, the regular guy.
Oh,
Friedman.
Good.